शक्ति समुद्र समुत्थ तरंगम दूषित प्रेम विजृंभित रंगम संशय राक्षस नाश महास्त्रम यामी गुरुम शरणम भव वैद्यम अद्वैत तत्व समाहित चित्तम प्रज्वाल भक्ति पटावृत वृत्तम कर्म कलेवरमद्भुत चेष्टम यामी गुरुम शरणम भव वैद्यम। ए हिम टू श्री रामकृष्ण बाय विवेकानंद। O Lord incarnate, O Lord divine, glory unto Thee. I take refuge in Thee, the divine master, who art like a wave arising out of the ocean of cosmic energy, who enactest Thy manifold divine play out of love infinite, who art the destroyer of the demon of doubt, who art the divine healer of the disease of worldliness. I take refuge in Thee, who art established in the knowledge of the One without a second, whose life is wrapped in the luminous garment of devotion, whose body is ever active in doing good to humankind, whose deeds are wonderful, who art the divine healer of the disease of worldliness. O Lord incarnate, O Divine, O Lord Divine, glory unto Thee. The word Shakti Samudra, the ocean of energy, in that cosmic ocean of Satchidananda, all beings are there. Some beings, some human beings, there may be a small wave, small bubble, ripple. We see billions and billions of waves on the surface of the ocean. But avatar is a tidal wave, huge. That means greatest manifestation of energy, divinity. That energy is full of love. That energy manifests such a vigorous way that it destroys and it destroys the doubts of human minds. So if you really take refuge in these kinds of divine incarnations, your life will be saved. You will get liberation. In the next verse, Swamiji said, O Master, your mind was always absorbed with the non-duality. But sometimes people understand this non-duality is very dry. But that we do not see in Sri Ramakrishna's life. His knowledge and devotion coincided, full of knowledge, full of devotion. At the same time, he was very active. Karma kaleivara madhuti cheshtam. This is a very significant line. Karma kaleivara. Master, you are full of action. When we reach Sri Ramakrishna's life, we do not see much action. Action means He did not build any temple. He did not write any books. He did not build any hospital. He did not build any educational institutions. But what did he do? If you carefully read his biography, you will find that was the 12 years he practiced spiritual sadhana, almost 18 hours, 20 hours a day. That is a lot of activity. Meditation is not relaxation. Meditation is a great activity. At that time, we try to control the mind. That is action. So Sri Ramakrishna did a lot of sadhana. That is action. And attained success, siddhi, in those sadhanas. The next half of his life, he distributed what he acquired. As Swamiji says, sometimes he used to speak 18 hours, 20 hours a day. What he gathered, that he distributed to humanity. So he was quite active. He did not do like other people do, to build a temple or to build a house or to build, it is easy. Adbhuta cheshtam. Adbhuta, when your work is wonder. Do you know what is the wonder about master's activities? He can give liberation to others. He can give God realization to others by a single touch or by a single glance. That ordinary people cannot do. Only avatar like Sri Ramakrishna can do that. So adbhuta cheshtam. Your effort is really remarkable, wonderful, astonishing. So yami gurum sharanam bhava vaidyam. We take refuge in that great guru, great teacher of the world. May he guide us. May he illumine our hearts. Om. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahabiryam Karavavavai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavavai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May Brahman protect us. May he guide us. May he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Panchadoshi by Vidyaranya Muni, chapter 4, Dvaita Viveka, discrimination of the duality. It is very good to hear a little bit about philosophy. Sometimes you may think it is a little dry. It is not really dry. Because the subject matter of Vedanta is Sachidananda, Ananda, bliss. A blissful thing cannot be dry. Sometimes people think Vedanta is very difficult. It is true. In the very beginning, it is difficult. Suppose you want to drink coconut water, coconut milk, or the kernel of the coconut. But the shell is so hard. You have to break the shell to get the water, to get the milk, to get the kernel. So that is very important. You will have to break the shell. Hard it. The moment you penetrate inside, It is sweet, juicy, joyful, delicious. Vedanta Panchadashi has 15 chapters. First 5 chapters, Tattva Viveka. What is the truth? Second, Pancha Bhuta Viveka. How the truth is covered by the 5 elements. What are the 5 elements? Space, air, fire, water, and earth, solid. These 5 elements constitute this whole phenomenal world. Atman is covered. Your consciousness is covered. That is from the cosmic standpoint. From the individual standpoint, Pancha Kosha Viveka, the 5 sheaths of the soul that cover your Atman. Those 5 sheaths we already discussed. Blissful sheath, which you find in the deep sleep state. Then intellectual sheath, mental sheath, vital sheath that you experience, and then physical sheath. This guru's body covered the Atman. So if you want to experience the Atman, you will have to remove the sheaths one after another. And now, what is the problem of human life? Dvaita. Duality is the problem. Dityadvai bhayam, advaite bhayam nasti. Where there is duality, there is fear. One limits the other. In non-duality, no fear. That Vedanta wants to give that state to experience so that you will be completely fearless. There are 3 main schools of Vedanta. Dvaita, duality, dualism. Vishishtadvaita, qualified non-dualism, and non-dualism, advaita. So this book is going to be very important because it talks non-dual philosophy. It will show you first what is dvaita, this dualistic world, where you live in. What is your problem? Why you feel bondage, misery? Why do you feel all these things? Because of duality. Your Atman, free from sin, free from old age, sickness, free from grief, free from death, free from hunger and thirst. That is your true nature. But if you think you are a jiva, man or a woman, individual soul, you have physical problem, mental problem, financial problem, you know, all kinds of problems. The moment you enter this body, this Atman, and you think that you are bound, you have problems. Because you think that you are the body, you are an individual being. Vedanta will make you convinced that you are neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. You are the Atman. The moment you have that experience, no problems. You will be free from problems. Panchadoshi, Dvaita Viveka. Ishwarinapi jivina srishtam dvaitam vivichyate. Vivike Suti Jivina Hiya Banda Spuchi Bhavet. In this section, we shall discuss the world of duality created by Ishvara, God, and Jiva, individual being. By such critical discussion, the limit of duality causing the bondage, which the Jiva has to renounce, will be clear. First, try to understand what is Ishvara, what is God, according to Vedanta. First, Vedanta says Brahman is Satchidananda, existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. That is you, that is me, that is every one of us. Existence. Do you believe that you exist? Of course I do. Do you believe that you are conscious? Of course I am conscious. Do you believe that you want bliss in your life? Yes. That is inherent in all human beings. We exist, we are conscious, we want bliss. That is God within us. So, Vedanta says, as I remember in Vedanta Shara, in other classes I gave you some charts, this cosmic consciousness, Brahman, has a power. Name of that power is Maya. This Maya is the active principle, Prakriti. Its nature is to create. So another name of Maya is Prakriti. What is Maya? Miyate anena iti Maya, which limits the infinite, that is Maya. Let me give an example. US space. Limit, Missouri space. Limit, St. Louis space. Limit, Vedanta Society space. Limit, this chapel space. But it is all a space. But we kill all these names and limit. So Maya, it is the nature of the Maya to make the infinite finite. The moment you feel that you are finite, you have a problem. Because your true nature is infinite, but you are thinking that you are finite. I am a man, I am a woman, I am American, I am Indian. All these things means limitation, finite nature. You are finiting, you are making yourself finite, small. But then Brahman means brihat, vast, limitless. That is our true nature. But Swami, true nature, what is the problem to become infinite? Do you know what is the problem of the infinite? We are scared. Why? We think we will die. How? Our individuality will go away. Swamiji gave an illustration, example. A raindrop fell into the ocean, and that raindrop became a bubble. The billions of bubbles are floating on the ocean. The ocean says, "Hi, be one with me." The bubble says, "No, I like to preserve my individuality." Ocean says, "Look, billions of bubbles become one with me and become one with the ocean. Why are you trying to preserve your individuality? Be with me and be the ocean." No. I don't like the ocean. I like to preserve my individuality. That is our problem. Who makes these things limited, small? Ego. Each one of us has ego. That is the jiva that we are going to talk about. So Ishvara, God, and the jiva, individual soul. Upadhi. Ishvara is Mayadhish. He is the controller of Maya. God has power, full control over Maya. Individual beings, Mayadhin. We are slaves of Maya. That is the reason slaves are always miserable. I'm just trying to give you some glimpses of this Vedanta philosophy, how it works. We want to ruin, knock out your individuality. We want to make you the ocean. And if you have that experience of cosmic consciousness, you are free. You have no bondage, no duty, nothing. You can love whole humanity. Ishvaranapi jivina srishtam dvaitam vibhajyati. So Ishvara is cosmic. Sometimes do you know how we explain Ishvara? Just chandelier. Each has perhaps 4 billion electric bulbs. Each bulb is shedding light. But chandelier is the Ishvara, God. You are a bulb, I am a bulb, she is a bulb. Each one is an individual bulb. We have a little light, but too small. Very small. I mean, bulbs also, there are graduation, 5 watts, 10 watts, 20, 25, 40, 60, 75, 100, 200, 1,000. I'm telling you the graduation of individual beings also. Correct? Some has more power, more light. Some has less power, less light. Consciousness. Srishtam Dvaitam. Why are you discussing all these things? It is not necessary to do research whether the crows have many teeth. The crows have. They are very funny sometimes. They are giving this illustration. Kako danta. Mane, I am going to do a research, got a grant. What is the goal of my grant to research? To find out how many teeth a crow has. I remember a funny story. A nun was telling that some people went to Antarctica. 3 years they did research and they submitted a paper. Do you know what they wrote? There is no mosquito there. That is the research after 3 years research and we're spending millions of dollars. There is no mosquito there. Too cold. So he is telling that, you know, this discussion, don't think it is meaningless. I am going to make it meaningful, the author says. Ishvara created the duality. Do you know what God created? Air, water, mountain, ocean. Who created these things? You did not create, I did not create, government did not create. Who created Pacific Ocean? Who created this vast space? Who created the air? Always remember, the thing which is created, there must be a creator. This chair has been created. But there must be a creator of this chair. There must be a carpenter who did this job. Your body is created. Your parents created your body. That is the way, you know, we see that there is, behind creation, there is a creator. So we see this universe. Who created this universe? God. Creator, Srashta. What did he create? Jeev Jagat. These individual beings and this universe. He created. Out of what? Maya. His magical power. Jalavanisha. God is called sometimes a great magician. I remember I went to see a magic, P.C. Sharkar's magic, in Empire Theatre in Calcutta in 1950s. My goodness, he's one of the greatest magicians in the world. He brought a car, and in that car, he put a few girls, and then he met some, one, two, three, the whole car disappeared. Then again, all those girls, then we saw, they, again they came back. Then they show that one girl lying, he lay down under a box, and he has a chainsaw. He was showing how the saw is sharp. He cut a piece of wood, then he put the saw through the box and divided the box. We thought that girl was cut, you know. Oh, ma, within three, four minutes, the girl came from the back. Hi, I am here. All magic. So Ishwar is a great magician. Bibi Kasoti Jivina Hiya Bandha Sputi Bhavet. We want to know the cause of our bondage. Two things are there, liberation and bondage. When we are bound, we are miserable. When we are free, we are happy. So this chapter will try to show you where is the bondage. If you know the bondage, you know, then you know how to get rid of it. Most of the people who are so hypnotized, we do not see our bondage. We are deluded by Maya, by charms. You know, amazing this Vedanta, how it explains. We will have to leave the five sheaths of the soul. Now, a happiness, misery. These are the two things in our life. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are miserable. This is the duality. Profit, loss. Happiness, misery. Good, evil. This is called duality. We want to explore this dualistic world. Where we live in. We explore five sheaths of the soul. We explore the five elements. We explored the truth. Now we shall explore this dualistic world where we live in. This world is a stage. And we are all acting. If you act well, you are happy. If you do not act well, you are unhappy. But you must not blame the stage. An expert dancer does not blame the stage. Weak, bad dancer, oh, I couldn't dance well because of the stage. That is our problem. I remember some people in the snow, they play on the snow. My goodness. Some people fall, skating, snow skating. And some people are superb. In last Olympic, I saw one black girl. She was fearless. And she got many golds. In every balance bar, in parallel bar, in every bar she was, then floor exercise, she was superb. Fearless. Other girls are scared. Oh, nervous. That girl has no nervousness. Very much, I was much impressed. Do you know why? Conviction. I can do it. That we have to learn. I can do it. Conviction. I can face it. This world cannot frighten me. I am the Atman. ishvaro chito doito. Verse 2. Mayam tu prakritim vidyat, mayinam tu mahisharam, sa mayi srijati tyahu, sheta svatra sakhinaha. The Shetashvara Upanishad says, know Maya as Prakriti and Brahman associated with Maya as the great Ishvara who imparts existence and consciousness to it and guides it. It is he who creates the world. Again, I shall try to another important thing of the Vedanta philosophy. Material cause and efficient cause. Let me first give you an example. I am a potter. Here is my wheel rotating in front of me. I put a lump of clay on that wheel. And it is in my mind what I shall create that day. Today, cups. Immediately my finger goes there. Today, plate. Today, flower base. Today, a mug. Whatever comes to my mind, my finger goes the same direction. And I make cup, plates, saucers, vases, these, that, all from the same clay. Clay is the material cause. I am the potter. I am the efficient cause. Try to understand this way. What is efficient cause and the material cause? Matter cannot create without consciousness. No way. The chair cannot create, but I am a carpenter. I can create a chair. Behind creation, behind anything, you need something who is conscious. Because only a conscious being can have desire. If I have no desire, there will be no creation. That is the way. If you have no desire, I do not want any children. No children. I do not want to work. No work. It is the desire. That desire comes from ignorance, from Maya. That is the incentive. Creation comes. Mayam tu prakritim vidyat. Prakriti means nature, material things, three gunas. Prakriti means prakriti rupi na kriti, but it creates. That is the nature of this Maya. Or who is the controller of the Maya? The great God. The great Lord is the controller of Maya. Maya was under his full control. Trigunatmika Prakriti. Sri Ramakrishna gave an illustration. Here is a cobra. If the cobra bites you, you will die. But the cobra eats its own food. It has full control over the poison which exists in the two fangs of the cobra. Full of poison, deadly poison. But that poison does not go into its own body. It is there. He has full control. He knows when I will release my poison, when I shall bite a person. That is Ishvara. Full control over Maya. Do you know what we do during meditation? We try to have control of the gunas. We like to control over the Maya. Otherwise, you are all slaves of Maya. Maya says, go, go, do, do. Our passions forces us. We have no control. This verse I shall read in the Shetashvatara Upanishad. न Know then that Prakriti is Maya and the great God is the Lord of Maya. The whole universe is filled with objects which are parts of his being. The Bhagavad Gita states that when desirous of creation, Brahman projects material forms from his lower nature, which is Maya. Then his higher nature animates them by entering into them as life and consciousness. Thus the universe is created and sustained by the higher and the lower natures of Brahman. Needless to say, this explanation of creation is given from the phenomenal standpoint. The material entities constituting the universe are in reality Brahman. On account of Maya, Brahman itself appears as the universe and its diverse objects. As the snake falsely imagined in a rope is nothing but the rope, so that which the ignorant regard as material objects existing in time and space and related by the causal law is perceived by illumined souls to be nothing but Brahman or pure consciousness. As the rope alone pervades the illusory snake, so Brahman pervades the universe. On account of Maya, the ignorant see in the universe good and evil, pain and pleasure, life and death, and other pairs of opposites. To the knower of truth, all this is Brahman, even pure, ever conscious, and ever free. At a great distance from the sun, one sees night and day, light and darkness, phenomena that would not exist in one could view things from the sun itself. To the knower of Brahman, Maya itself is Brahman. Very clear. The concept of light and shade comes in this earth. But people live with the sun all through your life. You have no concept of light or darkness because you are always with the sun. Maya, Ishvara. Brahman, pure consciousness, associated with the power, Maya. At that time, Brahman is Trigunatmika. It's the three gunas. That is the Divine Mother. At that time, she is active. And look at our lives. When we are in deep samadhi, completely inactive. When we start to enter into the waking state, dream state, mind is acting. In reality, Brahman is without parts. Parts lower and higher are superimposed upon it through Maya. As I said, Maya has also two parts, Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya. Avidya Maya means bad Maya, which produces bad tendencies. Vidya Maya is good Maya, which produces good tendencies. Maya can bind you, Maya can release you. Do not blame Maya. Somebody was criticizing Maya. Oof. To Latu Maharaj, Swami Adbhutananda. Maharaj, Maya is horrible. He was an illumined soul. He said, don't say Maya is horrible. Maya has two aspects. Maya is giving you a lot of pain, suffering, and misery, and pushing your mind towards God. Don't stay here. Go to God. There you will get peace and joy. Don't just stay in the lower part of Maya. Go to the higher part of Maya. Maya, sometimes our sufferings are our great teachers. They're angels unawares. Our mistakes are our teachers. And when we suffer, we resolve that we shall not ever do it again. That is the way we make progress in spiritual life. It is all Maya. But we are so deluded. We do not see it. That Vedanta says, bring light. then the darkness will go away and you will see the thing as it is. You are seeing there, you are thinking that it is a snake. Actually, it was a rope. When you bring the light, in broad daylight, you do not make mistake. In whole thing, if it is dark, you do not see, that time you do not appear either. The problem comes when the light and shade. A little visible, not fully. That is happening in this world. We do not see the thing as it is. Sri Ramakrishna has a vision in Dakshineshwar. He saw a beautiful young woman came out from the Ganges, gave birth to a baby. And Sri Ramakrishna was watching. And then she took again the baby within herself and again entered the Ganges. This vision gave him this conviction that how the Divine Mother creates and dissolves this world. It is all Maya, play. And we take these things seriously and then we have all these worries and anxieties. If I die today, sun will rise in the east, will set in the west. Sun will not wait for me and for you. Then some days after, everybody will forget. A few days we miss our beloved ones, after a few days, we forget. Maya, how Maya works. In this section, one after another, after 8-9 verses, Vidyaranya Muni, the author of this book, will quote from the different Upanishads. And will tell us that how Brahman created this universe. How this whole universe evolved from that cosmic consciousness. That he is going to tell you, quoting from one Upanishad to the other. First he quoted the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. That is, now the next, he is quoting from the Rig Veda, Vaitiri Upanishad. Atma va idam agre abhut sa ikshata ikshata srijayiti sankalpena asrijet lokan sa etaniti brihat richaha. Vaitiri Upanishad says that before creation there was Atman only, and he thought, let me create the world, and then he created the world by his will to create. This passage also attributes creation to Brahman. In this shloka, Atman has been used in the sense of Paramatman or Brahman. But before creation, individual souls remain merged in the unmanifest, so they could not create. Atma va idam agri edam ek agri asit na innat kinchan kinchanam ishat sa ikshata ikshata lokanu srijai iman lokan asrijata iti. Ikshata. Do you know ikshata means? Deliberation, resolves, things. Who thinks? A matter cannot think. A conscious person only can think, can deliberate, can wish. So he's talking about, it is Brahman, that pure consciousness, is ikshan. Ekoham bhusyam prajayeti, I am one, I shall be many. through my Maya power. Variety. There are 4-5 billion people in this world. Each person is different. You won't find two faces similar. Each person's different nature, different habit, different tendencies. Amazing. That who controls all these people? Ishvara, God. He is Antarjami. Sitting inside each one of us, he controls. God talks to us. But we do not listen. We do not know how to listen. So this Upanishad, Vaitiri Upanishad says, this Aditya, this Brahman, is the creature of this world through the Maya power. Brahman does not do anything. Brahman is pure consciousness. But the pure consciousness associated with Maya becomes God, and that God creates. So, you know, Christianity, they use two words, God and Godhead. Godhead is just like our Brahman. And God is the creator, preserver, destroyer of the... Christianity doesn't believe God is the destroyer. Anyhow, so this is the way we understand this Vedanta philosophy. Next verse. Kang bayur agnir jalo jalar bahu oshadi anna deha kramadami Shambhuta Brahmana Tasmat Etasmat Atmano Akhila. Taittiriya Upanishad says that from the self of Brahman alone arose in succession the whole creation, including Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, vegetation, food, bodies. Brahma-vidāpnoti param tadesha-bhukta sattam jñānam anantam brahma. Brahma-vid, the knower of Brahman, knows param, the supreme one. Who is the supreme one? Sattam jñānam anantam brahma. He is the truth, consciousness, and infinity. What happens that Brahman? Tasmat bhai tasmat atmana akasha sambhuta akashat bayu bayu ragnihi agni rapaha adva prithivi prithivam oshadaya oshadibhannam annat purusha. This is the chronology of the creation. First evolution is akasha, space. From a space, air. From air, fire. From fire, water. From water, earth. Then food, trees, plants, corn, wheat, oshadaya. Oshadibhannam, from those comes food. Annat purushaha, from food comes these human beings. Amazing. That is the way Vedanta Upanishad tells us the chronology of creation. Bahusam aham evatah prajayeti kamatah tapas taptva asriyat sarvam yogodittah tittidhi. Again, he is quoting from Taittiriya Upanishad. Tittiri. The Taittiriya Upanishad says that desiring I shall be many, so I shall create. The Lord meditated and thus created the world. There is a beautiful story of this Taittiriya Upanishad. It is said that Vishambhan did something which was not, he was the guru. So he was cursed. So Yajnavalkya says, you are my guru, I shall save you with the knowledge of Brahman. But you are very proud. I do not want a proud disciple. You return my knowledge which I gave to you. So Bhishampan threw up the knowledge. And some birds found that, you know, some rishis became birds. And they swallowed it because they thought that this Vedic knowledge will be wasted. And then it became Black Yajurveda. Which is, I do not know, it is a story, traditional story they say. So that is the reason it is called Taittiriya Upanishad. The Tittiri birds swallowed the knowledge of God, Brahman, and saved the Vedas, which was threw up by Yajnavalkya. So Tittiri, what does he say? He says, Ekoham Bhaushtyam Prajayati, I am alone, I shall be many. Nobody in this world likes to be alone. If we see the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Sa Dityam Ichchat, he wanted a second one. I need a companion in my life. So he has a companion. And then he became many. Alone. Amazing. Bhushyam eva ataha prajayeti kamataha. I mean, I shall be many, I shall be born, I shall, if I'm practicing, through my resolution, through my practicing austerity, I created this world. I shall stop here today, up to verse 5. Let me tell you what I said. I said that Brahman, that pure consciousness, became God, associated with Maya. Then this God created this universe and the beings. All this discussion we are doing, do you know why? Because we want to go back to God. He was telling that how we are divorced from that cosmic consciousness so that we can go back to God. Later on you will find really we are gods, but we are unaware of it. So how to bring that awareness? That is the reason we want to discuss this duality. We want to get back our knowledge that we are the Atman. The dualistic world are mere show, not real. Don't get feel that, Swami, what is the necessity of discussing these things? There is a great, slowly, when the chapter we proceed, you will see, my goodness, this is very meaningful. It is just the introduction showing that how this creation came from the Upanishadic point of view. Upanishads are the revelations of the rishis, the truth. So how this truth manifested. And you will discuss these things. Are when you are illuminated, you don't need these scriptures. But before illumination, you need the help of the scriptures and the help of the guru. That you need. That we are showing in this chapter. Thank you.